गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीबॉडी।
या गुड नून सर।
गुड नून, टेल मी।
होस्ट ऑफ इन्वेस्टर
गुड मॉर्निंग, गुड मॉर्निंग।
या वी आर होस्ट ऑफ इन्वेस्टर विच हु आर इंटरेस्टेड इन योर कंपनी एंड आई वांटेड टू नो द इंडस्ट्री कंपनी फ्रॉम द फ्यूचर पर्सपेक्टिव। सो ऑल आर हियर। आई रिक्वेस्ट ऑल ऑफ यू टू प्लीज इंट्रोड्यूस योर सेल्फ फॉर द मैनेजमेंट। दैट वुड बी ग्रेट एंड देन मंगेश देन वी कैन स्टार्ट विद द क्वेश्चन एंड आंसर विद मंगेश सर।
विदित, यू स्टार्ट।
या प्लीज स्टार्ट विथ योर इंट्रोडक्शन। हेलो मिस्टर विदित सर, नीरव शाह, राहुल सिंह, सचिन कमरे, आई जस्ट रिक्वेस्ट ऑल ऑफ यू टू गिव अ ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट यूर सेल्फ फॉर मंगेश सर रेफरेंस।
गुड मॉर्निंग मंगेश जी, दिस इज राहुल सिंगल फ्रॉम न्यू दिल्ली।
गुड मॉर्निंग, गुड मॉर्निंग,
Mangesh ji, this is Rahul Singhal
मॉर्निंग।
from Rahul Singhal Partners LLP, and we are invested in the Sky Gold company and looking forward to invest a meaningful stake.
Good morning, you are welcome to the Sky Gold Zoom
So
meet.
let's
We'll take when the question answer as the our host takes you. So
right.
Stay tuned. Thank you.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, Mr. Vijay Kumar, please introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Vijay Kumar. I'm an individual investor.
Okay.
Not yet invested in it.
Okay. Pratamesh Hirve. Sir, you're logged in from two accounts or what? I can see two accounts over here.
Who?
Vijay sir.
Two accounts login.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. I'm individual investor.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, Saurabh ji.
Good morning, individual investor.
Okay. Sachin Dhamre.
So, madam, can we take one by one? So, we can start.
Yes, I think we can start with the question and answer. That would be better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I hand over floor to all of you. Raise your hand and start asking your questions so that we can take the questions of all participants.
Amit, you start. Saurabh Kumar after that. Amit Kumar.
Amit has raised his hand, but he is not reachable. It's
okay, Saurabh Kumar. Saurabh ji, you start with your questions.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you very much for organizing this call, and I appreciate the initiative of management, where most of the management are not willing to talk to the investors. You people have come and aapne ek initiative liya, where we, you know, connect with the promoter, understand what is their point of view, because the big investor, big HNI, FII get direct access to director, promoter and the management of the company, whereas we as a retail investor don't get access to it. Many congratulations for the kind of...
That you are happy to ask the question, and our managers are very keen to know the queries of the investors, and we take con call every quarter. So this quarter, 2-3 days it is late, but we take every quarter. So all questions are welcome.
Correct, yeah. Correct. So my question is, where do you see second quarter, which is slightly seasonal, and then the kind of growth which you have already achieved in Q1, where do you see your next set of growth and numbers coming from? What are the initiatives being taken? First, to acquire a new set of customers. Second, to maintain the existing customer. Third is to reduce cost. Fourth is in terms of capacity expansion. Where are you seeing the challenges, and where do you see the growth for this quarter? Thank you.
Okay. So for on the perspective of the production capacity, already last quarter meet, we have told that we are shifting to our new manufacturing hub on 1st August. So we have already shifted to that our new capacity, jewelry hub. So this is 80,000 square feet facility where I am sitting right now. Right now I'm sitting there only. And last 1st August only we shifted here. 20-25 days we have started working here. So it is a huge capacity of 80,000 square feet. Maybe it is Maharashtra's number one jewelry factory manufacturing hub, I think. Number one, maybe. So here we have the capacity to go up to 5,000 crore and produce at least, I think, 5 to 6 ton yearly. So many on the perspectives of production capacities, we have made the capacity. We are now hiring. We have come here with 450 to 500 employees here with our at our facility. Now we are hiring new expert persons for production head, management head, and all that we are hiring. We are hiring new karigars, new designers also we are adding up. So it will help us to produce new segment, new products, new monopoly products for the corporates, for new corporates to add on. So it will be showing the result in the next quarter also. You will see the result of the manufacturing hub. Already last quarter, we told that we have developed so many monopoly products which will create margins in our last quarter. So you have seen the margins have already been created. We have launched our new monopoly products to the new our existing corporate also, new parties also. So in August, we have done exhibition, which is the India's second number exhibition. World's second number exhibition being there in Mumbai, Goregaon. So there also we got new clients. New clients are also added. We are in talks with new corporate also. So the growth is very much possible because we are in a new hub. So I think it will be a very good quarter next also and December. So Q2 and Q3 is always good for jewelry industry as Ganpati, Navratri, Diwali and wedding seasons comes. So we are hoping Q2 and Q3 is very, very, very much expected to be good. Numbers we cannot give, you can, you know that. Yeah.
Okay, I have last follow-up question. Have you kept a thing on the debt? Because quarter-on-quarter, your debt has been increasing. So why do you debt level, the borrowing are increasing on quarter-on-quarter basis? So what is the measure being taken? You
know, increasing gold and increased by 30 to 60,000. So in our inventory is very costly. So we have to increase the debt. There is no option because if we want to create new inventory, go to the new clients and give the production to new clients from our inventory, we have to increase the debt, and inventory is very costly in our gold market. You know, gold is 60 lakhs rupees per kg. So we have no option, but we have, as we are increasing the debt also, we are increasing our margin also by creating new products, new lightweight products, monopoly products. So this will give us margin also. And that is slowly we are seeing the market, admiring the market and the demand in the market, and we are increasing the debt as and when required.
Understood. Thank you, Magesh. Thank you so much.
Madam, are you here?
Rahul?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, madam.
Rahul? Yeah. Please go ahead. Rahul, please go ahead.
Yes, this is Rahul Singhal. Mangeshji, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Clearly.
Tell me.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mangeshji, and congratulations for the highest ever profits our company has made in the latest quarter.
Thank you.
As mentioned, we have the capacity of 200 employees in a new factory.
Yeah.
So my first question is, in how much time we can expect our headcounts to be 1,000?
I'm not getting the question. Can you repeat it?
Sir, there is a capacity as mentioned in the last quarter that we will be having 1,200 employees capacity in the new factory. Then in how much time we can expect the headcount to be 1,000?
By 12 months, we will be, headcounts will be 1,000. Now, right now it is 500. Next one is going to be 600. We have already hired 100%. So by 12 months, by year end, it will be 800. And by August next year, it will be 1,000, I think, for the maximum capacity.
Right. And Mangeshwanji, my second question is, as the expansion and the will carry on, there will be high demand in the production. There will be a high capacity of the production. And how we are going to manage the working capital? As there will be a high need of working capital.
Yeah, already you're seeing our PAT is growing, profit is growing. So it is adding to our reserves, which we are using for our working inventory need. And also we are increasing debt slowly from the bankers. Parallelly, we are increasing our profit also. This is also adding to our reserves, and we are parallelly increasing little bit depth also. This will give us the opportunity to create new inventory, buy our raw material and create new inventory. In a financial year, we are doing four exhibitions in the Mumbai and one in Bangalore, which is internationally recognized of DJEPC body. We are acquiring new clients every quarter. Now, September end also exhibition is there. Every quarter we are acquiring new clients, adding new products to our existing clients, adding depth also for showing this inventory. This mix and match combination is going on. We are expecting to utilize this capacity in 1 year maximum.
What is the update from the Tanishq end?
We have already in this exhibition August only we have met Tanishq person. Already there many high members have come from Bangalore, and they have assured us that wait for the surprise. I think surprise is there for Sky Gold. They told us. So maybe we have. There are 11 steps to be crossed in Tanishq. So we have 10 steps. We have already crossed in last 2 years. We are approaching them. So maybe I'm not. They are not in the paper, but they have. They have told that by the Diwali we will be on board. They have verbally assured us here.
Thank you so much. That's all from my side, Mangesh Swamji, and I'm a very big fan of yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Amit, Amit, Amit
Amit has just raised a hand, but he's not reachable, it seems. So you can take it
Himanshu.
from Harsh.
Himanshu ji, yeah, Harsh Shah, anybody. Harsh.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
And yeah, I really want to appreciate the performance that the company has put up over the last couple of years.
Thank you.
So
Thank you.
my question is on the risk side of it. One of the risks that arises for a gold company when they're growing aggressively is whether you're doing proper due diligence of your client. So how do you ensure that when you're adding new clients or when you're increasing your volume so aggressively that you do not face any sort of default from your clients, which can severely impact you?
Mostly you may be seeing that we are gradually increasing our turnover in our existing corporate only, which have the rating of A plus, triple A, double A. Right now, Malabar Gold, Kalyan Jewellers, Senco. Kalyan Jewellers is listed company, you know. Senco Gold has listed last month only. They are our major clients, Kalyan Jewellers, Senco Gold, Malabar Gold, Joy Alukas, which have 200 stores, and they have the rating of A plus, double A, triple A. They have the recognized, they have stores all over the world, and their huge portfolio they have reserves of 5,000 crore, 10,000 crore. So we are doing business from last 10 to 15 years with them, 10, maybe 10 years with them, and 60, 75%, 70% business comes from this corporates from us. So we analyze them from our agencies. They are recognized in the market. So we divide the risk between our sales are divided, our debtors are divided between 15 to 20 corporates and our distributors also. So you may be showing our debtors are divided between 40 to 50 parties, and they are all the recognized that like the, after the top 10 corporates, you know, Tanishq and Reliance, after that, these eight corporates come in top 10 jewelry company of the India. So we are dealing with the top 20, within top 20, we are dealing with them. So, and the distributor, we are doing cash business. We are analyzing the risk from last 15, 20 years we are doing. So we have kept the agency for that, but I don't think there is any risk for on the data side or any bad debt side. Because we are analyzing every company, these are the known corporates. They have the ratings like Tanishq and Reliance, they are doing the business. We are improving drastically, but in the existing client only. And now Malabar Gold is doing 3-4 days payment. Joy Alukas, nowadays they have 30 days payment. Now they have come to cash payment. So they are improving. Yeah.
Okay, that's very assuring.
Getting my
And
very simple, not that, but you may be getting my answer. Yeah.
yes, absolutely, absolutely. And yes, and just wanted some update on the export side. We had formed a subsidiary in the US and we were looking to increase our export share. So any updates on that side?
No, frankly speaking, we have not got any good response from that. subsidiary right till right now. So we are not concentrating much on that. We have not sent any inventory or not in, invested any money or something on the marketing, or because the marketing was done by other company and all. So we have to just make some small inventories in India, and we have not exported right now. So nothing much expenditure done on that, on and not yet getting any response from that side. So we are not concentrating. We are right now concentrating on the, this B2B domestic and export from this to UAE, and we are doing that money. So maybe let's see what happened on that side. But we have not got the good response right till now.
Okay, okay. And just wanted some update on the industry side. So typically you are mainly into lightweight jewelries.
Yeah.
So out of the total jewelry market, how much would be the lightweight, and at what rate is this industry growing compared to the traditional jewelry?
We are dealing in 5,000 to 50,000 inventory is our base, our core of our manufacturing. So our 80% inventory are which the customer gets to 5,000, 10,000, 12,000, 15,000 till 50,000. We are not making 2 lakhs, 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs inventory. This only works in wedding season only. So this is the bread and butter of the industry. It comes, it goes for gifting also. It's for Raksha Bandhan also, for Ganesh Chaturthi gifting also. It works every 12 months. This is the bread and butter of the corporate. Each corporate keeps this inventory 20% of the store. So we are basically expertise in that inventory. We don't make many much high weighted inventory which blocks for 1 and 2 months and sales after 3 months. These are the inventory selling each and day in, day out. So we are into it. We are making 70% inventory of that only. We are going to make 90% inventory below 50,000 in 6 months. We are targeting. We don't want to go into huge inventory and block the inventory. So this market is very growing, because youngsters nowadays, which are growing 18, 19 years, 20 years, which takes jewelry first time in the life, parents allow them after 18 years that you can wear one of the jewelry, because it is the risky side, so allow after 18 years only. So they wear a little bit, one ring or one locket or one chain, which is very light. They don't like bulky jewelry or something like of 50 grams or 100 grams. They don't like to wear and go. So we are making that type of inventory very much.
Okay, okay, understood. And how is the competition on the supplier side? I mean, so you supply to all these institutions, so I'm sure there would be many other suppliers as well. So what is the competitive scenario here?
Competition is very high in each and every line, because suppliers are many, many. I think like a 300 supplier may be there. But everybody doesn't have the production capacity, huge capacity to invent. We have R&D team. Everybody does not do the R&D expenditure. Main core is the designing. You read, you make the, your mind, design for the corporates, and it works on the showrooms. If your product is selling in 10-15 days, then the showroom, they will give you order. If you, they are not selling, they will block you. So may competitor in one place, competition is there, but we don't believe, because designing is the main core. Production capacity is main. Huge inventory you have, you cannot, other don't have that. So we don't see that.
Understand. Understood. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your detailed and candid answers.
Thank you.
Yes, Himanshu Bisani, do you have any question?
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity, and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is, in earlier questions, in earlier answers, you mentioned something about a monopoly product. Can you explain more on that? Is it a quality-based or design-based monopoly?
Quality is 10%, but designing base is much. Yeah, 80-90% is of the design base, which creation, which new tech machinery we have now installed in our new setup also. So it is much based on designing.
Okay, so on a good design based monopoly it is.
Yeah.
Okay, and sir, can you explain like what is the revenue potential of our new facility and consolidated, how much revenue we can generate at peak utilizations?
We have the capacity to go to 5,000 crore. Maybe how much time it took, we are trying to take the maximum utilization. But how much revenue we will generate, we cannot give the numbers, but we have the capacity huge here. So it's a highway for us. If we could do good, acquire good clients, and products are with us, inventory are with us, we have huge inventory, huge designing bank. So now it's on us that how we acquire the clients and go through the revenue.
Okay, okay. And can you give me more on the revenue concentration, like how much the top 5 and top 10 contribute to your revenue?
60-75% business from the corporates comes from the corporates and others from the distributor. If you want the details of the number one, number two, it's all confidentiality. You can mail us if it is possible, we can give you.
Okay, okay, thank you. And one more question, sir. You know, the end user, like the big jewelers are, you know, setting up with more stores and they are very bullish on the sector coming time. How do you see the market in coming quarters and coming years?
The corporate West was holding 52% of the business till Corona in our Indian market. 26%. Now the data has come that corporates have ruled 52% business of our Indian jewelry of this 20 corporates. So they are each and every day. Kalyan Jewelers is opening 20 stores in next month. Senco Gold is opening 10 stores. So Joy Lucas is opening 10 stores in next month. So they are drastically moving ahead because they are the old company, 20-25 year company. They have the expertise. They know the in and out of the showroom. So it is a highway for them because they have got huge funds. So they are expanding and we have to expand with them. So we are expecting to expand very much with them.
Okay, okay. And lastly, sir, if you could give your revenue guidance and margin guidance for the year.
I can't know. It's a limitation. You may know we cannot reveal anything about that. But Q2 and Q3 is very good because we are in a new setup. We have huge capacity and festival seasons are going ahead, coming ahead.
Okay, thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Yeah, Samarjit Singh, you please proceed.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, tell me, sir.
First up, Mangesh ji, congratulations for your good numbers and my best wishes for your new facility.
Thank you so much.
I want to know your export guidance to US and other countries.
Already we are exporting to Singapore and UAE. These corporates have the store in UAE and Singapore. Malabar Gold, Joy Lucas, Kalyan Jewelers, all they have the store in UAE and Singapore. We are exporting to them only. Export is 5-10% of our revenue. Now we are a little bit funding our export because we are in the constraint of our manufacturing capacity. Now we have got our new facility, so we can acquire new export client also. So there is a good business for Singapore and UAE. We are looking ahead for.
In last con call, you have said you are exporting in US also. So any progress in United States?
Yeah, we told that we have registered a subsidiary there in the US and we have launched a website online. We have done the photo shoot of our product. We have made some inventory for the US here and we have live the website in US, but we have not got good now retail now good response from US. So we have not exported any product to them. So this was a B2C product. We have launched the website for B2C consumers. So right now we have not got any response from the US. So we are not looking into US market drastically there. But now we from the B2B angle, we are exporting UAE and Singapore and we are exporting them.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Rahul, you can go ahead. Rahul Singh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mangeshji, my first question was, what are the risks, major risks that you foresee for this growth journey that you're on?
I don't think so. There is, as soon as you divide your risk in the data wise, you divide the inventory, you keep low low amount inventory with you and keep going slowly and steadily, there is nothing serious. I think if you go with drastically with one customer only and keep the data with first customer, because if you divide and grow drastically, there is nothing to worry.
Thank you. My second question was, how are you managing inventory risk?
Inventory, we are producing daily wise, daily dispatching are going on. So orders keep on coming on the daily routine basis. Exhibition keep on going on in every quarter. So we make the new designs. We are keep on making, keep my needs markets, how Karnataka market is working, Andhra is working, Lucknow is working, Delhi is working. So we keep on doing the R&D and keep on launching new design and corporate select from that and keep on giving the design orders.
Apart from so the top line growth that you are sort of trying to achieve by getting more customers, I mean, you are doing certain as far as some monopoly design. But what else are you doing for managing margin growth? Do we see any improvement in the margins in the quarters?
Already, I told that we have installed new machinery, high tech Italian and German machinery in this setup. We had made the capex also for that. So this will improve our quality much more. Before we were giving, good quality, but it will be very, if it is 100%, it will be 120%. So quality will be improved in this setup. So we have made the provision to improve the quality. This machinery will help us to reduce our cost of our gold making manufacturing. So it will help to improve our margins, because in this setup, our margins will improve because of the cost will be reduced in this inventory. Machinery will replace man, whichever wherever is needed. And last part is designing. As you create the design bank, your design is monopolistic. Corporate don't get anywhere this type of manufacturing, this type of inventory. They are keen to looking which sales upfront in the rooms. So these are our keys of the manufacturer: designing, quality, and cost. These are three keys we are going. We are concentrating on that.
The contract that you get into with the corporates, as far as manufacturing, price that they give you, how flexible are they? Are they locked for a while? How does that work?
They are locked for approximately 1 or 2 years. They are locked for the basic products. Basic products, they are locked. But if whenever we launch every quarter new products or new line of segment, so we come to a new price with them for the 1 year. After 1 quarter, we launch new product for that. Now new price is fixed with them. So this could keep on going. They revise the old products also after 1 or 2 years. Some products which are bread and butter, which are moving day in day out, and basic products, they bargain with us, they lower our margin in that also, but we create margin in new products. So this is a routine with our corporate. So they whichever product is daily and basic, they tell us that please keep give us the best rate, so we decrease the rate, then we create new products, we create the margin in that. So this is our routine for creating the margin.
My final question is, who are the competitors that are giving you most pain as far as winning more business from these corporate retailers?
Many are, I will not name anybody, but many are there. They are doing their business, their expertise in there, and we are doing expertise in our designing. We don't see any competition from there, as far as we are not concentrating on our designing, our inventory, we are manufacturing capacity, not installing machinery. Then the competition is there, but we are not seeing any competition from there because we are expanding in our way.
Thank you very much, Mangeshji.
Mr. Ankur?
Yeah, hello, Mangeshji. This is Ankur Bansal, this side. Sir, I have 2-3 questions.
Yeah,
Mangeshji, my first question is, when will Tanishq on board? Vendor थे ना, as a vendor
already Already I answered that question. I repeatedly answered that in this August exhibition only. They have verbally told us that we will onboard you on till Diwali. This is the verbal confirmation, not yet in any paper. But we are confident that we will be onboarding that in this financial year. Yeah.
And how much business we can expect from Tanishq?
Let's hope Tanishq has a huge capacity. He is the number one leader of India. Our design is liked by each and every purchaser of the Tanishq. We are hoping good business, but we cannot give the number till we are on board.
Okay. And will it help to increase our margins also?
100%. Tanishq is, we are concentrating for only for the profit margins to increase, because okay. Tanishq wants the quality and give good margins to the vendors.
So right now, Malabar is the biggest one in the corporate, right?
Yeah.
And after that, Jayalukas.
Yeah.
And so we can expect the Tanishq may become number one in future, right?
100%. He is the leader of our industry in the jewelry. He has 10% PAT margins. So 100%, if he is on the board, we can achieve anything.
Okay. So Mangeshji, can you help me to answer one question that I have seen that your debt is rising and you have made an investment in shares around 68 crore rupees in your balance sheet, right?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Yeah. So why are you making an investment and increasing the debt? So you can liquidate this investment, right?
Already, this is the market value of the share. These are the HDFC Bank and TCS Bank share, A plus company share, which we have bought before.
But you are paying 13 crore of interest per annum for that. For interest.
Yeah, pardon?
But you are paying the interest cost for 13 CR annually.
You may be knowing banks are giving the limits against some collateral. Without collateral, secured cannot be taken. So we are getting 2x, 3x loan from the banks for this collateral given. So without collateral, bank cannot give the limit. So we hold this share, we were holding the share. Share and giving to the bank. We are not holding it freely. So we have pledged it to the bank and they have given the limits 2x, 3x to us to make the to create our inventories.
Aur ye sir, corporate se kitni der mein paisa aata hai hamare ko? Ye itna inka receivable days kitna hai aapka?
All the corporates are different. These are, somebody are 7 days, somebody are 10 days, somebody are 30 days, 40 days. So this is mixed.
Are there any bad debts related to corporate houses or?
All no, the by is... last 18 years we are doing business. We don't have a single bad debt.
Okay, and you also take advance, 25% advance, or the payment will be done only after the completion of the designing and
after the completion of the delivery. We are not taking advance payment. Some distributors are doing advance payment, but not from the corporate.
Sir, in case if you get any big order of 100 crores from any corporate house and you're not taking any advance, and if you make the jewelry ready. And if in case anything happens and the corporate backs out, how will you manage that kind of a situation?
It is the system that if he gives 100 crore order, we make first 2-3 crore, deliver them, take the payment, then make 2-3 crore. So step by step, we don't make take the order of 100 crore in 7 days and we make the inventory in 7 days. So this is not possible in the manufacturing. Everybody has to give the order gradually. If he wants the 100 crore inventory in 12 months or 6 months, so we make them step by step and we do the agreement with every three crore inventory is made. We dispatch them, take the payment. After that, we start for other inventory. So we take their time from them. So we don't allow any corporate to be drastically rule us. So we divide the business with every corporate, give them step by step delivery and take the payment and then start next order.
Okay. And sir, how do you retain your corporate houses with you? What kind of new things apart from the designing and what are your strategies to retain the corporate houses that you have with you?
To retain with corporate is simple. You should have the design in the inventory superb. It should sell in the corporate. Other they don't want anything from us. If you keep any marketing, you do anything, they don't want anything. They want only superb products. If products are selling on their counter, you are in. Simple it is.
Okay.
They look for the key. They are keen and look for the product which are selling in the counter. They smell the product that Sky Gold is having that product. It is needed in our showroom. So keep smelling that and keep coming to our counter.
So can you say that entry barrier in your kind of a business is difficult or easy?
In the corporates?
no, no. In your business, like a Sky Gold kind of a business, can be replicated easily, or is it a difficult to replicate?
No, it's an 18 years journey. So I don't know who is doing what type of business, what surgery is doing. Everybody has different surgery. Every promoter has different surgery. How he is growing
who are
gradually.
Your competitors? Who are your competitors? Can you name one or two?
We'll not like to name any competitors, but there are competitors, but they have designed different line of designing, different type of working. We have different type of working. So there is nothing much to worry about that, because we are keeping growing our production capacity. We are installing new German, Italian machineries, keep developing new designers, keeping new designers. So this will help us to improve much more.
And your new factory has been operational, right?
I'm sitting there only. Yeah.
Okay. And so you are procuring around 5 to 6 tons of gold yearly by this facility.
We have the capacity to manufacture.
And what is right now
you have the financials, I think.
I'm talking about the turnover in terms of tons of gold. How much are you procuring right now?
Right now, it may be, I'll tell you, 250 kgs.
One ton is equivalent to 100 CR, right? Am I right? 100 CR of turnover.
No. You are misunderstanding. One ton is equal
to 1,000 crore of turnover.
600 CR. So I will elaborate. We are making 200-250 kgs monthly right now. So and we can go up to 1 ton monthly in 2-3 years, 2 years. So right now we are making 0.25 ton monthly.
You are making 2.5 kg monthly. That is equivalent to 2.5.
Please hear it. We are making 200 to 250 kg monthly. It is 0.25 ton. 0.25. 1 ton is 1000 kg. So we are making 250 kg per month. So we are making in 4 months 1 ton.
Sir, if you convert it into yearly, how much it will be?
12. So 3 ton yearly we are making right now. 3 ton.
3 ton yearly you are making, right?
Yeah. And we have the capacity of 10 to 12 ton to make here within 1 year, 2 years, whatever it takes time.
Okay, so 10 to 15 ton you have the capacity, and you will
10 to 12 ton.
10 to 12 ton within 2 years, you say. You're saying, right?
We are seeing, so let's hope for the best. So we acquire the client and go through.
Okay. And for 10 to 12 tons of gold per annum, how much revenue can we expect from per ton?
Maybe 4,500, 5,000 crore approximately. Please.
For 10 to 12 tons?
Yeah.
Okay. 5,000.
This is the capacity we are having. Right now, we are producing only 3 ton. So let's hope.
You are only into 22 karat gold jewelry, not into studded stones or any other jewelry diamond.
We are making 18 karat diamond, 18 karat jewelry also. We are making 18 karat jewelry also, and 22 karat also. Both we are making.
What is the biggest portion of your revenue? From 22 karat gold only?
22 karat is 90%.
Yeah. 90%. Okay. So, and you also were planning to get into B2C also, and you said that some stores are also undergoing in South India. Am I right?
Yeah. We are exploring that. We are much on it, and we are, our team is exploring the market, seeing the market, and we are much on it. As soon as anything positive in that, we'll inform the exchange. But our team is working on it.
Okay. So those stores would be franchisee model or the company owned?
No. Cell phone.
Cell phone. And how much stores are you planning in a year?
Maybe 8 to 9 stores. But it is not on the paper. We are exploring, our team is exploring.
Yeah, I understand. It's so your vision. I understand. Yeah. So the name of the stores will be
Sky Gold,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Thank you, Mangeshji. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Mr. Arora.
Hi, Mangesh. I want to ask you regarding the US expansion plan. You have mentioned that you're not getting any response from US. I just want to inquire about the domain name, the website, the domain name of your website, and what is the status of the website? Is it working or not?
It is the name of in the name of Vestria. It is Vestria.
Vestria.com.
Yeah, Vestria. You can see that. We have make it online. We have appointed one agency for the marketing and designing, and that expenditure was that agency only. We have to make just the entry, but we have not got any response till now. It's 4-5 months we have made the website. So we have not done any expenditure for marketing website or some. All were done by the agency. So we were in the tie-up with that agency in the US. But so now we have made the project a little bit slow and concentrating on the B2B and B2C in India.
Okay, because I was not able to open the website. I knew the name. I was just confirming. It's Vestria.com.
R-I-A-I or some A-I. I-A-I.
Yeah. Vestria.
Yeah.
.com is it is not opening. That's why I was questioning.
Let me check by my team, because already last quarter we don't got response, so we have to keep it on the hold, and we are not getting response. That's why. But let me we are not working on that. Yeah.
Because what I believe that for such a reputed firm, you should mention a banner on it that it is closed or what is current status, because website is what people will see and buy.
Yeah, we are on it. Our team is on it. So we are doing
it.
Okay.
Mangeshji, I just wanted to ask one more question. You said now that you are doing 3 tons of gold currently, right? On 1200 crore of revenue. Am I correct?
Yeah, this quarter we have made this year, this financial year we are talking about. Yeah.
No, you are talking about of FY23.
We have came to this capacity in August only, 1st August. So I have told that this capacity is of our current year. We are going in this level.
And
so
how
you
much,
may be seeing our quarter result for August are on board. So we have hit 380 crores. So
how much gold you were preparing in 1200 crore revenue that you have done?
In the weight of gold?
Yeah, in the weight of gold.
That was 200 kgs per month, I think. In a ton, you can ask 200 kg into 2.3 ton. Last year
2.3 and 2.4, so only 0.7 increased by new office.
Yeah, pardon.
So now you are saying that you will do 3 tons of gold, right, per year after coming up this new facility. So it's just the addition of 0.7 tons of gold only for this year.
No, you are not understanding. We have started last 1 month only, so we are expanding our capacity. We have already expanded. I told that we are doing this from the last year speed. We are doing this, but it can grow much better. Much more can be done in this infrastructure. So we are into it, and we are following that. For that, you can see the result in Q2, Q3 only.
Sir, I just want to ask one simple question. By FY24, when you will close this year, how much ton of gold we can procure? You can just tell me
The capacity. I already told we have the capacity much more, but we cannot reveal the figure that I can make this.
No, you can tell me the quantitative one. Now, how much is it? Will it be 3 or 3 plus or 3.5 or around 4?
Sir, we cannot want the exact numbers. I will repeat once again. Please ask the question which is in our in my scope. So I cannot give you the numbers we have, but
I'm not asking about the number, Mangeshji. I am just asking about the how much total of gold you will procure in this FY24.
Produce or you want?
Produce you can say.
Produce is the product is the numbers, so we cannot give the numbers. Please, you can ask.
We can take it from the previous year. I already mentioned.
Okay, all right. If you're not comfortable, then it's fine.
It is not in our scope. That's why I will not.
Okay. All right. All right. I understand. Thank you. Thank you for your response.
Yeah, Vanshin, you can ask your question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what is the revenue guidance for FY24 and FY25?
We cannot give the figures anything, but I already mentioned that we have came to the capacity that we can go up to 5,000 crore in 2-3 years. We have the capacity, and as and when the client are required, and we are on it. So let's see, production capacity, we have made it. It's a highway road for us. We have just make new design and acquire new client. So let's see and hope for the better.
Okay, so it'll be more than the current year for sure. Like, if
yeah, you have the quarter results, you can assume from the quarter results, you have first quarter results in your hand. So we have grown in that on low, that also. And Q2, Q3 is the seasonal. We have Diwali season, Navratri season, Ganpati season, all Raksha Bandhan season, wedding season is coming into Q2, Q3.
So your best quarter is Q3 and then it's Q2, right?
Both are good. I think both is the festival season only. Diwali comes in Q3, Navratri comes in Q2, wedding season comes in Q3. So both are good, but Q3 is every time Q3 is good for jewelry one.
No, but generally the manufacturer will order quarter prior, no? So won't the Q2 be the best one or?
Yeah, because wedding season for us is November, December, January, February is the wedding season for the retailers. So us, it is in the prior quarter.
Okay. Understood. So we can do maybe 1500, 1600 CR this year, approx.
Let's hope for the best, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Anand Patel?
Yeah, sir. Thank you. I have joined little bit late. So what are our receivable days?
It's mix and match. We have 7 days creditors, debtors also, 15 days also, 30 days also. So cash payment also there. So there, 15 days also there, 20 days also there, 30 days also there. Maximum 40 days debtors are there with us. So it's mix and match of the debtors.
Okay. And so the inventory which is unsold at the customer level, which we have already forwarded, okay. If it is not sold, the still customer pay us within 40 days, or it's our responsibility to take it there.
They have their QC team, they have their all the team, they first do the QC of our products, see all the design we have ordered, it is same or not, anything difference is there. They see the weight and all, weight is in control. They check, they take everything, they check, and then they raise the bill. They allow us to raise the bill. So then after that, this is their inventory. They keep going on offers and all, their inventory as well. They don't, there's no rule to give us back.
They don't give us back, right?
No. Unless it is any, in a year, any defect seen after the product, it is very less. So more bare okay. minimum.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I have no more questions.
Yes, Samarthi, please.
Yes, Mangesh ji, last call mein aapka ye B2C business ke liye Varenium Cloud se aapka Varenium Cloud se aapka ek agreement hua tha. To wo continue hai
abhi kya? Yes.
So, result
we are in the process to qualify. No, we don't get any response from the US right now. So we are calling off the agreement with them. The process is going on. So we are not got feedback from the end consumer on our product, good product, good feedback. So I think we are calling off in this quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Benson. Mr. Ankur Bansal?
No, ma'am. I have asked my questions. Thank you.
Mr. Anand Patel?
Just a question. Is there any way of doing this business where the inventory, I mean, the raw material is provided by our customers and we just charge the making charge only?
Yeah, Tanishq and Reliance are is doing on that basis only. Other corporates are not doing like that. Some of them are doing, but it's a mix and match of major.
So
they
in
are
that,
purchasing from other country. Yeah, tell me, Tanishq, sir.
So in Reliance and Tanishq, we don't need to buy gold. So just making charge only.
Yeah, we are. That's why we are targeting that corporate. So it will help us to not to increase debtors, and we can make in their gold only. So,
so that will result in, I mean, significant increase in the margin with a minimum increase in the top line. If only making charges.
You are very much right. You are very much right. So we are exploring in our new capacity with that client also. That of client also, they will go, give us the gold, and we will make for them. So let's hope for the best.
Yeah. So they buy. Suppose they buy 5 kilo and give you and make these ornaments, and sir, design. I mean,
so
they will
improve our margin. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and they will give us design, or we have our own design.
We have to. We don't never give the design. Design is our core business. Designing, we should make for them. We should read the customer. What we work in the Karnataka showroom or Kerala showroom or Delhi showroom, we have to read and show them design. On that base, they give us the order. They are confident that this product is working in our show.
Okay, so you will give design and they will give you gold, Reliance and Tanishq. Answer.
We will show the design. You means we will show them the design and they will give the order on that base of their designs. And we will make
so, sir,
them.
What is roughly making charge for 10 gram of gold? I mean,
one depends. It is depends. It is 300 rupees per gram, 200 rupees, 400. What the product you are making, what the product quality and design you are giving to them. So,
and so if it suppose it is 300 rupees per gram for Reliance and Tanishq, I'm just talking about them.
Yeah, 250, 300.
What could be margins? Yeah, so what could be margins in that? I mean, it's not 5% margin business. Now it will be more, much more margin. In this
yeah,
300
gross margin
per
will
gram.
Be good, and net margin will be also good in that, because we don't have to block our inventory. We do with interest part is not there in that because of our inventory blocking. So this will improve our margins also. So as soon as we have brought in this manufacturing unit, we are into touch this type of clients, and we will acquire mostly in this type of client here.
So in this operating margin can be 50%, 40% like that.
Mostly you are right, but depends how much cost we save, how designing costs are there. Many parts are included.
Many things, yes.
We can put that margin if you.
So there will be very interesting.
On the labor, you are
doing,
not on
this.
The labor.
Yeah.
Okay. We
sir.
Have
Thank
the
you,
same
sir.
Plan. The mind, we are on it.
Yeah. It will be a very interesting to see this new business model rather than this old business. You have to be
bold.
We
are going to do the mix and match on both the business. This old one is very helpful to us. So and both we whichever is giving to add and adding
it's
more profit, we are welcoming each and every business.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Chintan Shah.
Yeah, I joined a bit late, so please ignore if you've already answered this question. So I was looking at our operating margins, and I think the margins are great. So I was also looking at the margins by some regional players having good local brand recall. They also have, so they are B2C players, and they also have more or less similar margins, maybe a couple of percentage points higher. So I was wondering that as a B2C, do you think we can sustain this operating margins? I mean, it's really great margins. What I'm thinking is,
we are sure because we are now a huge manufacturer. Maybe casting jewelry, we are Maharashtra's huge number one manufacturer. So we have the advantage of many production capacity, new Italian machineries, German machineries, designing. So I'm hoping that we'll continue. Let's hope for the best.
Thank you, sir.
So, can we
Hello. Yeah, sir. Just one more follow-up question.
Hello.
These are, sir, one more follow-up question.
No problem.
Yeah, what is our current cost of interest, like interest cost?
Cost of interest, I have to see the numbers. You can mail us, we can give us, but this is a technical but, question. You can ask, you have to see the
percentage
because
wise,
every day, because debtors, we keep on increasing the debt. Last quarter it was different, this quarter it is different. So which year you want, which quarter you want, you can mail us, we can give
it. Well, if you can give it for FY23 average cost of interest.
Sir, I don't have this in mind. So really sorry for that. But you can mail us, we can reply you. So okay. I think my CA is not there in the con call, so he may have replied to you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. No issues.
We can conclude now.
Yes, sir. We can conclude. Thank you everyone for joining the meeting.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all of you, my investors, my shareholders. I'll be very keen, my management will be very keen in every quarter to give your best possible answers to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.